Hello, hello, sir. Do you speak in English? A little bit, sir.
A little bit, sir.
Sir, can you speak a little bit of English?
Sir, it's an urgent call regarding your computer.
Sir, I'm calling you from Windows Technical Department. My name is Evelyn Smith. And the thing is, sir, some few days we have getting lots of error reports and warnings from your computer. That's reason we will call you up today, okay? Okay, sir, your computer must be downloaded some junk files. That's reason your computer sending so much of error reports. Please, sir, tell me your computer is on or off right now? Hello?
Your computer is on or off right now? It's on now. Okay, sir, hold on a moment. I will transfer this call to my supervisor. He will guide you to show
Now where the junk files are located, okay? Hello?
Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sir, your computer is on though right now? Okay, sir, I will transfer the call to my supervisor. He will show you the where the your junk files are located, okay?
You have to remove the junk files, okay? Okay, sir, hold on the line.
Hello? Okay. So right now your call is transferred to one of the senior supervisor. My name is Albert Roger. So you tell me, right now your computer is totally on? Okay. And you tell me, this computer is a laptop or this is a desktop? You are using a laptop or you are using a desktop in your home? Okay. In the desktop, sir, you look on your keyboard. Okay. You look on your keyboard, and it means that you look on your tastatur. Okay. You look on your tastatur in the left-hand side. In the left-hand side, on the down bottom corner, can you see there is a STRG key? You look on your keyboard, okay? Keyboard in the left-hand side. In the left-hand side, on the down bottom corner, can you see there is a STRG key, a control key, STRG key, okay? And just beside the STRG key, can you see the four flag logo of the Microsoft Windows key? Okay. You do one thing. You press the four flag window key along with alphabet letter R. R for Romeo, R for Ronaldo. Press both key together at the same time. You press four flag window key and R. Press both key together at the same time. Now what can you see, sir, in your computer? So you tell me, when you press from keyboard four flag window key and R, what can you see in your computer? When you press four flag window key and R, what can you see in your computer, sir? It's execute, yes. In the execute box, you write there C for computer, M for Microsoft, and D for doctor. So you tell me, what have you written? You write there on the execute box, you write there from the beginning. I'm telling you, you write there C for computer, okay? Then you write M for Microsoft, M for mother. Then you write D for doctor, delta. Now you click on OK. Now what can you see? OK. In the black window box, sir, in the middle of the box, can you see beside your username a cursor is blinking? OK, you write there, beside your username a cursor blinking, you write there A for America, S like Sweden, S like Spain. Again you write S like Spain, 2S, O like Oscar, C like computer. Now you press enter on your keyboard, enter from your keyboard. Now what can you see when you click on enter on your computer? Okay. In the black box, in the last line, can you see, sir, beside your username a cursor blinking in the last line? Okay. In the black box, can you see the longest line in the black box? The longest line in the black box. Can you see? Okay. You read the longest line? Read it? You have to read it. Read the longest line. I'm telling you, in the black box, can you see the longest line? The longest line is written there, ZF sent to target is equal to CLSID. You tell me, what can you see in the black box? I'm telling you, in the black box, can you see the longest line in the black box? The longest line. You read the longest line? Okay, 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 okay. Can you see the longest line? There is a digit, a code, ZF sent to target is equal to CLSID 888. GCA 60. Can you see? Okay, okay. In the black box, in the last line, can you see beside your username a cursor is blinking? Okay, you write there on the last line, beside your username a cursor blinking, you write there E for England, V for Victoria, Again you write E, E for England, N for Netherlands, T for telephone, V for Victoria, W for whiskey, then R for Romeo. You tell me what have you written in the last line in the black box. What have you written? You tell me. Event VWR. Okay, now have you pressed enter after it? Okay. Can you see a new box is coming on your computer? A new box. Okay. In the new box, you look in the left hand side. Okay, sir. In the left hand side, on the top of the page, can you see any option like Windows Protocol? Windows Protocol, left hand side, top of the box. You double click on that. Click on that. Now, below the Windows Protocol, what option you can see? Where you double click on Windows Protocol, what option you can see? You double click on application. Now, when you double click on application, in the middle of the page, can you see a lot of information? Yeah. So you tell me how many information on your computer. You have to give me a rough count. How many information on your computer? You look on the top of the box. Can you see the total amount is written? How many information on your computer? It is written on the top of the page, top of the box. Okay. So you tell me, sir, do you have any idea how this will be coming on your computer without your knowledge? More than 2,000 malicious danger file which is trying to attack your motherboard and your system part of your computer. Do you have any idea about this problem? Okay. In the left-hand side, below the application, can you see system? Yeah, system is very important part of your computer. You again double-click on system. Okay. In the middle, can you see again a lot of information? Okay. So you tell me how much information in your system part of your computer. You look on the top of the page. My God. Okay, so without your knowledge, whenever you go online on your computer at that time, your computer is automatically download some this malicious junk file which is trying to attack and damage your motherboard and your system part of your computer. So that's the reason today we are going to call you to aware about the problem. Okay, sir? Okay. Now you do one thing. You close everything from your laptop. Close everything from your computer. Okay. And you tell me which browser you use for internet. It's Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, or Mozilla Firefox. I'm telling you which browser you use for internet. It's Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, or Mozilla Firefox. Okay. You tell me, do you have a browser like Internet Explorer? Browser. Okay. You open your browser. Which browser you use? Tell me. What is the name of the browser you use? Okay, open it. Open the browser. Now please open. Okay. In the browser, you look on the top of the page, okay? You look on the top of the page. On the top of the page, can you see a white color long address panel where you can write the name of the website on the top of the page? You write there www, three times W. Then you put a single point. Then you write A for America. Then you write M for Microsoft. Then again you write M for Microsoft. Then you write Y for Epsilon, Y for Yankee. Again you write Y for Epsilon, Y for Yankee. Two times Y. Then you put a single point, sir. Then you write C like computer, O like Oscar, M like Microsoft. Now you tell me what have you written in the top of the page, browser of the page, top of the page, what have you written? Okay. Now you press enter on your keyboard. Okay. Now you press enter on your keyboard. Now what can you see, sir? When you press enter on your keyboard, what you can see? Okay. You can see a warning of the firewall of block page. Okay. You do one thing. You look on the top of the page. On the top of the page, can you see the address bar? Okay. You write there www. Again, you write on the top of the page www. Then you put a single point, then you write T like telephone, E like elephant, A like America. You tell me what have you written on the top of the page, you tell me. Then you write M for Microsoft, then you write V for Victoria, I for Indiana, E for elephant, W for whiskey, again you write E for elephant, R for Romeo. Then put a single point. Then you write C for computer, O for Oscar, M for Microsoft. Now you tell me, what have you written? Have you written www.teamweaver.com? Have you written? Okay. Now you do one thing. You press enter on your keyboard. Enter. Now what can you see? Okay. In the TeamViewer website, in the right hand side, can you see a green color rectangular box? There is written download free for private use. Can you see? Okay. And below it, can you see the first option, join remote control session? The first option below it on the green color rectangular box. You double click on that, on the first option. Double click on the first option, join remote control session. Yeah. You have to open it down the download file. Open it. File. Now what can you see when you open it, the download file? Yeah, save it. And now you have to open it. Now you have to open it. Open the download file. Okay, you have to open it. You have to try to open it. You have to open the download file. You have to open the download file. It is not secure. You have to, sir, open it, the download file. In the download file, you can see how your computer is download more than the 2000 dangerous file without your knowledge. Okay, so you have to open it, the download file. Then you can see how this will be coming on your computer without your knowledge. So you tell me, what can you see on your computer? Oh yes. Now you have to open it. Double click on the download file. Double click on the download file and open it. Okay? Why it is not safe? Yes, tell me. Hello? Okay.